This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, February 8th. Kingdom Contested. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 12. Then they brought him a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute, and Jesus healed him so that he could both talk and see. All the people were astonished and said, "Could this be the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard this, they said, "It is only by Beelzebub, the prince of demons, that this fellow drives out demons." Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will not stand. If Satan drives out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then can his kingdom stand? If I drive out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your people drive them out? So then, they will be your judges. But if it is by the Spirit of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." Or again, "How could anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off his possessions unless he first ties up the strong man? Then he can plunder his house. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." Have you ever paid careful attention to political elections, and specifically the political debates leading up to an election? Most often, we see candidates putting one another down, even resorting to name-calling. These leaders recognize and are motivated by the fact that their future depends on being the chosen one. Jesus heals a deaf and mute man, a man with an evil spirit. The people who are watching begin to wonder if Jesus is the Messiah. The Pharisees see that this could affect their position of influence and power, so they automatically discredit Jesus. They realize that if indeed the Spirit of God is at work, and the kingdom of heaven has come, then the Messiah King is present, and they are no longer in charge. So they suggest that Jesus is only able to do this miracle because he is part of Satan's kingdom. Notice how Jesus responds. He makes clear that the choice is significant. There is no middle ground. If the people are not for him, they are against him. The kingdom of God shares no ground with the devil. In the way we interact with others each day, in the way we use our resources, we show whether we are for or against Jesus. It's important that each of us take time to consider which team we're part of. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for being our King. We are excited to be part of what you're doing here on earth. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.